It's time for the Senior Report on the Adult Information Network. It's brought to you by Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy. And my guest today is Anita Tulp from our Valley City Barnes County Public Library. Thanks, Anita, for joining us on the show again.
You are welcome, and I'm glad to be here.
You've got a pretty big Saturday coming up on December 6th, and I'm going to let you talk a little more about this fun event that you have coming up this Saturday.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, December is a busy month, and I know that everyone is busy, but we want you to be able to take some time and come out and help us join this fundraiser and make some money for our project. So, yes, on December 6th, which is this Saturday, we're going to hold our second annual Libraries Are Sweet and Books Are My Jam Market Day event. And it will begin at 11 o'clock, and we will be open until 4 p.m. Our market event is going to feature homemade jams and jellies and some sweet treats and crafts donated by patrons and community members. We'll also have some great gifts and stocking stuffers for those book lovers in your life. Along with the market day, we have something for the kids as well. They can come and make a cute Christmas gnome magnet craft. So be sure to, don't feel bad if you need to bring the kids along. Just go ahead and bring them along. Adults and kids can also participate in a scavenger hunt that we have planned, and you will hunt through the library for all the clues and find the answers to those. And we're also going to have an opportunity to sign up for a drawing. We will have a nice basket gift for whoever's name gets drawn out, so be sure to make sure you take time to sign up for that. During this day, we are planning some special things too. We have a special at 1:30 p.m. where we are going to hold a dedication for the plaque, which honors all of our major donors for the Light Up the Library fundraiser, which funded our roofing and restoration project last year. Now, this plaque was made by Bill Cochran of Bridgetown Imprints, and it is awesome to see. It is so perfect for the library. So, if you get a chance to come to that at 1:30 on Saturday, that would be a great thing to see, because it is just, very special to us, and it fits so well into the history of our library. So that, like I said, will take place in the addition at 1:30, and it'll be upstairs, which is next to the original 1903 part of the building. So then we're going to have a couple of mini concerts that will follow the dedication. So first we will have Joe DeMasi. He will be performing at 2:30 p.m., and that will be in the main part of the library, the old part of the library. And then at 2:30 p.m., we will have the Valley City Community Brass Band Ensemble, and they were awesome last year, both of them. So be sure to come and check them out, or they will be at 3:30. Joe is at 2:30. So last year, we raised funds for this event, and they went to the Restoration and Roofing Project. So you'd have probably heard a lot of publicity lately about the Carnegie Libraries, and, we're one of those. So we are very excited about that. And, to be only one of three left in North Dakota, that's awesome. And we're so happy, because I think ours is probably the most intact historically. And so we're excited about that, and we love being able to show that off. So come and visit. And if you're wondering why it's a big deal, you need to look more about Andrew Carnegie and what his theory was on libraries. And he wanted to build public libraries so that all people could have equal ability to better themselves. In his mind, public libraries didn't care about how much money you have or what your social status was or what color your skin might be. He just thought everyone should be able to better themselves and have free access to library materials. So now that we've finished this restoration and roofing project, we want to continue to preserve our history. So a building that's been part of the library property and history is the Book Barn. The Book Barn was originally a place used to store the library director's horse and carriage. And this building is nearly as old as the library. It's been utilized in many different ways since then, yet it has deteriorated over the years and is in need of some TLC. The VCBC Library Foundation has designated the funds from this event for the Brighten Up the Book Barn project. The book barn is in great need of a new roof, siding repair, a new secured entryway, and some paint. So if you're wondering how you can help support this project, we're looking for donations of jellies and jams, sweet treats and crafts to sell during the Market Day event. We have sign-up sheets in the library, or if you would like to just, you know, bring something on Friday or early Saturday morning, that would be great. We will set it up and have it ready for sale. Jams and jellies and craft items can be dropped off anytime this week, and sweet treats can be dropped off on Friday, December, during regular hours, or Saturday morning before 10. So please remember that we're here to help you with any questions you might have about the library or our services. We do have a lot of our regular programs going on this month, and if you want to check those out, just please go to our calendar on our website and look at those. Or you can stop at the library and pick up a printed copy of the calendar. So just want you to remember that we will be closed on December 24th and December 25th, which is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we will also be closed on Thursday, January 1st, in observance of New Year's Day. So, you know, this is going to be a busy month, and we're so excited about this fundraising event. We hope that you'll come and join us and have a great day with us. It was lots of fun last year, and we are looking forward to doing it again. So we hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you, Anita, and have a good rest of the month ahead here, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Anita Tulp, who is the director of our Valley City Barnes County Public Library, our guest on today's Senior Report on the Adult Information Network, brought to you by Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy.